The lead counsel for the petitioners, Philip Addison, will today start re-examination of Dr. Mahmoudou Bawumia after 21 days of examination in chief and cross-examinations by the petitioners on one hand and the respondents on the other. Re-examination is a stage where the counsel for the petitioners will seek to have a number of issues clarified by the principal witness to clear ambiguities, if any. This follows the official end of cross-examination by counsel for the NDC, Chatu Chikata. Mr. Chikata, however, stated that subject to the final report of KPMG, he might go back to cross-examine the witness. Bubukli Nogu and Georgia Secretary reports that the justice's earlier ruling ruled that the counting be continued despite issues of additional boxes raised by Mr. Chikata and supported by the other respondents, and directed that respondents make the complaint to KPMG.
At the start of proceedings, lead counsel for the NDC, Chatu Chikata, told the court that their representatives at the counting of pink sheet had reported of an additional 7 boxes, raising the number from 24 to 31. He said by this, the counting process had been compromised and issues of credibility have arisen that need to be seriously looked at. Mr. Chikata then submitted that the control mechanisms in place be widened so that exhibit of at least 2 justices be used as a point of reference. Lead counsel for the president, Tony Litta, and the lead counsel for the EC, James Kwasi Aidan, supported his argument. Lead counsel for the petitioners, Philip Addison, said he suspects that somebody with sinister motive was trying to derail the process through claims of additional boxes of pink sheet. He submitted that the process be continued and accused the respondents of always raising issues on things that do not favor them.
My lord, it emerged that a number of boxes of exhibit had been added to the boxes of exhibit that we were aware had been filed in the register. Now, my lord, this is a very serious situation because, my lords, as many as 7 additional boxes appear to have been added. But last Thursday, when the preparations for the count were going on, it was confirmed that there were 24 boxes in the custody of the registrar. As far as exhibits were concerned, our representatives confirmed that directly when, together with the referee, they went to where the exhibits were being stored. We cannot be distracted by criminality from the process achieving justice in this petition. Control mechanism be resorted to, but my lords, we would respectfully submit that that control actually be widened to include copies that have been distributed to at least 2 of your other lordship. Your lordship.
Since the inception of this petition, it has always been the habit of the respondents to bring up one issue. When the petitioners agree to it, then they back up. This is the latest example of this conduct. First, Dr. Bawumia referred to his notes when he was given evidence in chief. They requested that he tender those notes. When those notes were tendered and they discovered it was not in their interest, they objected. They objected to themselves. They requested it and then objected to themselves. At a time when they asked that there should be an audit of the pink sheets, again, the petitioners agreed with them. They backed up. They disputed the number of exhibits on the affidavits of the petitioners. They were asked to tell what the number is. They refused.
The justices ruled that the respondents should make their complaint to KPMG so that it will be factored in the final report after the count of pink sheet. Mr. Chikata then resumed his cross-examination by pointing out duplicates of pink sheet in the various categories as contained in the affidavit of petitioners. Dr. Bawumia admitted some and reiterated his point that none of the duplicates were used twice.
That was a report by Bubukli Nogu and Georgia Secretary.